This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is very interesting. We have some data on people who smoke, right, that are more at risk for lung cancer, and that if they take ibuprofen on a regular basis, ibuprofen, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, it may lower their risk of getting lung cancer. We're talking smokers who are at high risk for lung cancer. If they take ibuprofen, it could lower the risk. This is fascinating. So, researchers at Ohio State University have found clear evidence that taken in small doses at regular intervals could dispel much of the inflammation that leads to tumors in the lungs. They say this is one of the first studies to have actually examined this using an anti-inflammatory. Now, remember, steroids are anti-inflammatories are not steroids. So I don't want people to think, okay, well, wait a second. So I could take steroids. No, you don't want to do that because steroids bring down your immune system to the degree that you won't be able to fight the cancer if you need to. So we have to be very, very careful with this. But the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories deal with a lot of the inflammatory mediators that, you know, deal with arthritis and pain. And so it's very, very interesting that that could have a link to cancer and cancer spread. So looking at it right now, they say to test the effect, a team led by Dr. Marissa Bitoni consulted data from 10,000 participants in the third National Health and Nutritional Exam Survey. And they looked at non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and other lifestyle variables. And they looked at participants between 1988 and 1994. Then it also determined each person's mortality status using the National Death Index for 2006. Over 18 years of follow-up, 269 individuals died from lung cancer, of which 252 were cigarette smokers. Unfortunately, you can still die of lung cancer even if you don't smoke cigarettes. But 17 of the 269 fatal lung cancer cases occurred among current or former smokers, but the NSAID effects, the anti-inflammatories, were, I guess, ascertained by looking at 5,800 individuals who had a history of cigarette smoking. And they found that those who took ibuprofen had about a 48% reduction in the risk of dying from lung cancer. Now, I know this kind of sounds a little confusing, but it's a study that looks at those who smoked, those who died of lung cancer, and those who had less of a chance of dying of lung cancer if they took the ibuprofen. Now, looking at aspirin or Tylenol, acetaminophen, that didn't do much. So they say the results suggest that regular use of certain NSAIDs may be beneficial for high-risk subgroups of smoker as a lung cancer prevention strategy. So are we at the point now where if you're a smoker, we're going to tell you to take an ibuprofen once a day so you don't get lung cancer? No, we are far from that. But that could be what we're looking at. You know, it's pretty fascinating how there could be something so simple, you know, that's just, you know, in our medicine cabinet that could prevent us from getting cancer or from dying from cancer. I think that's fascinating. But again, we have a lot of risks when it comes to anti-inflammatories. We have a lot of risks. Okay, so like what? Well, you know, first, you can get an ulcer from this stuff. Okay, you can't be taking anti-inflammatories every day and not expect to have some sort of stomach irritation or, you know, irritation in the gastric lining, maybe an increase in reflux. But ibuprofen has been known to cause GI bleed. So that's not healthy at all, not for anybody who's a smoker, especially since people who smoke could be at higher risk. Okay, next is it could affect the kidneys. We know that ibuprofen, if you take on a regular basis, can start to destroy the kidneys. The main reason a lot of people don't take ibuprofen isn't so much because of the GI bleed, it's because their doctor said that their kidneys are weak, which is, I believe, why we've seen an uptick in narcotic use. Many of you have been self-treating your arthritis. You're living longer. You're not getting the heart attack. You're not getting the cancer, which, by the way, we need to talk about also. Looks like life expectancy dropped a little bit, and we'll tell you why. But many of us now are living longer. We're more active, okay? And our knees and our back and things start to hurt more. So we basically take ibuprofen or an anti-inflammatory now on a daily basis. All of a sudden, your doctor says, no, your kidneys are weak. You can't do that. You need to get off the anti-inflammatory. Well, then what do I take for my pain, doctor? Well, let me give you a pain pill because it's safer for the kidneys. That's one of the reasons why we saw a huge uptick in narcotic use. Another is people realized that there was an easy way to get high, right, without doing anything illegal. Take prescription pills and start abusing them. So, unfortunately, when we tell you to go off ibuprofen because of your kidney risk, and it can also cause congestive heart failure, ibuprofen long-term can hurt the heart. Congestive heart failure is where your heart doesn't pump, as, you know, your heart, its job is to be a pump, so it fails in that it doesn't pump the blood where it needs to be. You start to get some back pressure and fluid, get fluid around the heart starts to enlarge, right, because it's trying to increase its muscle size to try to get the right amount of pump that your body needs. Get leg swelling. Get, you know, fluid in the lungs, so you have trouble breathing. It's not fun. But ibuprofen and anti-inflammatories could do that. That's what killed my grandfather. He was taking aspirin and anti-inflammatories for years. He had old football injuries. Remember, he played football in the 40s. Right? Or 30s even, but the Leatherheads, I mean, you didn't have a lot of padding. So he played football back then, eventually developed gout. His joints were really destroyed by the joints he destroyed in football. And he had to take Buffarin and aspirin, all sorts of anti-inflammatories to get through the pain. Unfortunately, he had a GI bleed, and he also suffered from congestive heart failure. So we know these medicines kill. So just to recap, great study. An anti-inflammatory slowly preventing lung cancer, but I think we're a ways out before we can start recommending people take it. All right, see, you learned something. 1-877, Dr. Daly, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bent Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is something I got about a week and a half ago. And I'm not really sure how to make it relevant to today's news, but it's an interesting email nonetheless. Pete writes, "My wife's mother is getting up there in age. And even though she's healthy, will need to move in with us." He writes, "I can't stand the blank." Okay? "She is pure evil." He says, "Our marriage will truly fall apart if she moves in. My wife understands the situation." Okay, that was going to be my advice. You got to talk to the wife. But I guess, yeah, he's not making this easy. But is the only child. Okay, so that was going to be my other thing. I was going to say, well, where's, you know, some of the other siblings? He says she can't punt this to her sisters or brothers. She doesn't have any. He wants options. This is something that's a lot more common than we think. Okay? A relative has to move in. Now, I mean, I grew up with grandparents living with us. That was the norm. It wasn't easy. I don't know how my parents dealt with it. Because I know they weren't fond of each other's in-laws. But, you come from a family where family takes care of family. The problem is I understand. I really understand how difficult it could be to live with somebody that you don't want to live with. And it sounds like you really hate your mother-in-law. So your mother-in-law may be moving in. And I know your friends may say, how many years is she going to live? You know, how long could this be? Life expectancy, with the exception of it being down just a touch, yeah, they could be in your house. If she's in her 70s, yeah, she could easily live till 100. So we could be looking at the next 30 years of you living with your mother-in-law or taking care of somebody who's older. Now, we're allowed to talk straight on this show. Okay, I would love to sound politically correct. I would love to sound very compassionate. Okay, but how many of you could live with somebody you don't want to live with or take care of somebody you can't stand? I mean, how many of you could do that? Now, we've done it. See, in the past, it used to not be an option. You did it. Older individuals, you would either live with the family when you were younger, or older individuals that live with you. Okay, grandma and grandpa's there. It didn't make sense to purchase a whole other apartment. There weren't these living facilities. Okay, I mean, my grandparents, when they got sick, they moved in with us. That's just what had to happen. All right, there was no discussion on it. Until it got to the point where they had to go to hospice. And then they would go to hospice, for a short period of time. It was tough. It was tough. But, it's also grandparents are living longer. Thank God. Okay. Before when somebody was a retirement age, they got into their late 50s and their 60s and they were retirement age. There really wasn't that much of a life expectancy. So even if grandma or grandpa did live with you, it wasn't for 30 years. Now it could very easily turn into 30 years. So what do you do? Well, I mean, on one end, your wife is going to want to take care of her mother, and I totally get that. Okay, you can't punt, someone's parents. That's going to be difficult. But on the other end, if you guys aren't at that stage yet, where this is somebody who can't take care of themselves, I mean, you do have a lot of options. First, if you do have a family member that can't take care of themselves, they don't necessarily have to be at your house. Now, the majority of us, prefer to have them at the house because they don't want to live in an assisted living facility or a nursing home or and I get that, and that's admirable. But you can't lose your marriage over this. And before we move on about other options, we need to talk about, losing a marriage over the in-law moving in. Okay, I mean, how strong is the marriage? And we talked about this a little bit in the first hour, on signs that the relationship may not be so strong. Okay, we need to, again, be honest here. We need to talk openly. Okay, mom is aging, so you've probably been married to your wife for a good long time. Maybe we're looking at a good couple decades. Okay, so you guys have been together for a long time. I'm hoping there's some love there. I'm hopefully there's some bonds. All right. You're not going to leave your wife over somebody who you don't like living in the house. However, if your relationship isn't that strong and you find yourself coming home and you're depressed, you don't like where you live, you're not really seeking pleasure and you're not enjoying this marriage, that marriage will be in trouble. We have a lot of people right now that are living with their husbands and wives and they love them, but they don't necessarily like them. They don't necessarily want to, they've worked out ways in their relationship to make it work where it's doable. A lot of couples out there sleep in different beds. It's the norm now. Now, kudos to the people staying together for kids or for other reasons, but we may have an underestimation of how many marriages are out there holding onto a thread or being held by a thread. And that's something that Pete over here or any of you need to stop and think about. Okay? Are you together with your wife or husband because it's easier financially? Or it'd be too difficult to get a divorce? All right, well, that'll definitely allow marriage to keep chugging on for years. But that may not be enough to hold it together when you have a big stressor, such as somebody coming in and living with you. Now, on the flip side, let's look at Pete's wife. Let's say Pete, maybe isn't as into this marriage as we would hope somebody would be. And he gives the wife an ultimatum. This marriage is going to be over if your mom moves in with us. So, to the wife's disappointment, she doesn't aid her mom, doesn't help her mom. Mom struggles. Mom has to find some sort of public housing. Mom eventually dies. Daughter has regrets. And she did it for her husband when the marriage really, really wasn't that strong to begin with. So one issue that Pete has, or any of you may have, is, before you inflict a decision such as that, you need to make sure that wife is on board, not going to have any regrets, or not going to blame you. Okay, many of us can't stand our family. But after they die, we forget the bad stuff a lot of times. And we miss them. And we only remember the good, which is something I'm looking forward to, because last thing I want is people to remember the bad stuff. Okay? So you have to be also very careful, because now that's resentment, and here you are thinking the marriage is fine, and she never got to spend the last year or months with her family member. So it's going to be tough. So what's the answer? Well, first, okay, you guys need to sit down and come up with a plan. Okay, if mom can't live on her own anymore, what are your options? Assisted living, nursing home, a nurse coming in, what are your options? Look, she can't afford it, we can't afford it. We're going to have to move her into our house. Well, I think HUD.gov has a lot of options for senior citizens. There's reverse mortgages, there's federal housing programs. There's affordable rents, there's public housing, there's even something called housing choice vouchers. So there is a lot of government assistance when it comes to senior living, because the government understands that this is a different time. In the olden days, you lived in the same house or on the same street as your whole entire family. Nowadays, that's not the case. Nowadays, your family, because they could take airplanes or because of work, are living across the globe. So there's a lot of people, now that are nowhere near their family. So because of the rising homelessness of seniors, the HUD, Housing Urban Development, had to get their acts together. So there are options. So I would definitely suggest go to HUD.gov and look at what sort of options may work. Okay? Next is maybe downsize your house. So you could get a smaller place, maybe get two apartments, where she's in an apartment next door. So she's not inside your house, or in an apartment a block or two away. It stinks that, your house is your dream and you have to do this, but, family a lot of times comes first. So there are options. I just don't want you hating life, and I don't want a marriage ending when it doesn't happen. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely on advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So U.S. life expectancy has declined for the very first time since 1993, which is a concern, but I'm not too worried because I think we've been doing so well. They say rising fatalities from heart disease and stroke, diabetes, drug overdoses, accidents, and other conditions, I'd like to put in their shootings, caused the lower life expectancy that was revealed in a report released today by the National Center for Health Statistics. and all death rates rose for 8 of the top 10 leading causes of death. And then when you take the average, you notice that life expectancy falls. According to Princeton economist Ann Case, she says, I think we should be very concerned. She called for thorough research to increase in deaths from heart disease, the number one killer of the United States. She says, barely a year ago, research by Case and Angus Deaton, also an economist at Princeton, brought worldwide attention to the unexpected jump in mortality rates among white middle-aged Americans. And they thought that had to do with, quote-unquote, diseases of despair, overdoses, alcoholism, and suicide. You know, we really didn't see a lot of stories in the media on increased suicide. We knew, and we knew a lot about the suicides that happened during the Great Depression in 1929 and then the 30s. But not a lot of talk and not a lot of media attention was given to suicides that occurred during the Great Recession. Alcoholism. Overdoses. Now, I'm not saying we blame Obama for this, but why wasn't that reported on just as we were talking about suicides that occurred with the Wall Street crash in 1929? So a new report raises the possibility that major illnesses may be eroding prospects for an even wider group of Americans. So, according to Dr. David Weir, virtually every cause of death had found an increase. Over the past 5 years, improvements in death rates were among the smallest of the past 4 decades. They say there's this just-across-the-board phenomenon of not doing very well in the United States. They say overall life expectancy fell by one-tenth of a year, from 78.9 in 2014 to 78.8 in 2050. Remember I said life expectancy is going to, within this next decade, be in the 80s. And so it looks like we're definitely on our way to that. They say the last time U.S. life expectancy at birth declined was in 1993 when it dropped from 75.6 to 75.4. They say the overall death rate rose 1.2% in 2015. Its first uptick since 1999. More than 2.7 million people died, about 45% of them from heart disease or cancer. Now, experts again cautioned us putting too much into this from a single year because I think a lot of people are going to be bringing up Obamacare. He said this is unusual and we don't know what happened. According to Xinghua Yu, an epidemiologist, the lead author of the study, said so many leading causes of death increased. Now, there was a drop in the death rate from cancer. And we think that's because less people are smoking. So that is very, very good. Plus, we have new developments. Who knows? Maybe the study on ibuprofen worked. I don't know. But they say the largest rate jump for any cause of death was Alzheimer's. That went from 25.4 to 29.4 deaths per 100,000 people. Several experts attributed that to greater reporting of the disease as a cause of death, but not a huge growth in the number of people who died. So death rates rose for white men, white women, and black men. They did stay essentially the same for black women, Hispanic men, and Hispanic women. So they say, according to Ellen Mira, a professor for the Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy and Clinical Practice, it's just confirming this deterioration in survival for certain groups. So she wonders what could be protecting Hispanic men and women from the negative trend. All right. Now, again, it could be healthcare access. I mean, Obamacare could be helping some groups and not helping others. Say, according to the new report, males could expect to live 76.3 years at birth last year, down from 76.5. Females could expect to live 81.2 years, down from 81.3. So a little bit of drop. Life expectancy at age 65 did not fall. Another indication that diseases behind the lower life expectancy occur in middle age or younger. Instead, 65. If you're 65 years old right now, there's a chance you're going to live at least another 18 more years. Women survive an average of 20.6 more years. Infant mortality did rise slightly. Not sure if it had to do with Zika, but they said the difference was not considered significantly significant. Now, heart disease was responsible for more than 633,000 deaths in 2015, up from 614,000 deaths. Cancer killed 595,000 people. Of course, obesity could be causing the changes with heart disease and cancer. But then the number of unintentional injuries was a biggie. Overdoses, drugs, alcohol, other chemicals, spice, whatever is out there now, as well as motor vehicle crashes and accidents, climbed to more than 146,000 in 2015 from 136,000 the year before. So public health authorities are trying to figure out what's going on now with this epidemic of prescription narcotics and overdoses, heroin, fentanyl, etc. Deaths from suicide, the 10th leading cause of death in the United States, rose to 44,000 from 42,000. So, you know, what else is going on? Let's look at other Western nations. So according to the study, other Western nations are not seeing similar rises in mortality. So what is different about the U.S. than what's going on with other nations? Now, one of you could say, well, Dahlia, it's stress. Absolutely. I think the last 8 years, and I'm not saying this is because of Obama, could be because of the recession, but I'll let you guys decide, who takes the blame for that. But the last 8 years have been rough. It's been very rough. I used to like to watch the news. Didn't like watching the news. Didn't like it at all. Every time I watch the news, my blood pressure goes up. It's not fun. TV shows are changing. Prices of things are changing. Your job? Boy, did the job change. That job changed when that recession hit. To working two or three jobs for the same amount of money. The amount of work that many of us had to put in. I mean, I remember looking at the finances going, I am doing double, if not triple the amount of work, and I am bringing half the money home. That's extremely stressful, especially since you're getting older. And then did I go to the doctor regularly? No, my deductibles were too high. Did I take care of myself over the last few years? I mean, I tried on my own. But did I go to the doctor and do everything I wanted to preventatively? And no, I didn't. Again, my insurance was way too high. My deductibles were too high. So if we're not taking care of ourselves, if we're not using the quote-unquote health insurance card that we have, yeah, it's a big part of this. If we're stressed, if we're not, I always thought when I was younger that by the time I was in my 40s, I would start saving. I would start having something saved and put away. And I got into my 40s with absolutely nothing in the bank. And for a doctor, that's ridiculous. Especially with the amount of money I had to put into my career. But no, because in order to keep a family practice going, in this day and age, under this healthcare system, I had to take out mortgages. I couldn't pay myself for months trying to pay the staff. I paid the staff, but I didn't take home salary. And that was really, really difficult. Now, finally, you know, things got worked out. But stressful is all, it's stressful. So we all have had stress. Okay, now, I don't need a pity party because there's people with much worse situations than I. Out of work for months, out of work for years. But I wouldn't be surprised that life expectancy took a drop. And I wouldn't be surprised if Obamacare had any part to do with it. Now, did some groups like Hispanic men and Hispanic women benefit? Maybe because of Medicaid expansion. Maybe because of some of the different rules. Maybe so. All right? But what we need to do now is take whatever was good, get rid of whatever was bad, and reformulate a healthcare system that overall can help everyone. 1-877-DR-MAHOY.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You're going to like this next story. And on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apparently Swedish men have a service that's offered to them. And it's a service that helps measure them so they can buy the correct size condom. A southern Swedish health clinic is offering services to men to measure their penis in order to fit them with the correct condom size. Now, I know a lot of you guys are giggling, but improper condom size can put you at risk for STDs, unwanted pregnancy. It's a serious issue. They say specifically designed tape will measure them in diameter rather than length. And the clinic hopes that this unique opportunity will help boost the number of young men to visit youth clinics. Now, I'm not a guy, but if I were a guy, I don't think the idea of somebody taking a tape measure there is going to be inviting by any means. I think I would want to run the other way. But they think Swedish men would go for something like this. Emily Svensson, a nurse at the clinic, told a radio station, when you get guys to visit, you can move on to mental health. So we want to get them here one way or another. They say condom use numbers in Sweden is declining, despite the country having many sexually transmitted diseases. By the way, Sweden was named the STD capital of Europe in 2013. I don't understand why that didn't get the media attention that it did it. I mean, that's it's feet. STD capital of Europe was Sweden, according to studies in the Health Express. In 2015, there was a 26% increase of gonorrhea cases and a 35% increase in syphilis cases. This could be pretty deadly. The health clinic hopes that the higher spread use of condoms will encourage safe sex practices in young Swedish men. So for those of you that don't know your size, I don't think we've ever talked about measuring. Usually what we've just instructed you to do is, you know, go and, you know, try a condom size. If it's comfortable and it fits snug, it works. One issue we do have with younger men is they will buy sizes too big. It's not that they're buying sizes too small, they're buying sizes too big. Why? Not for comfort, because they want a box that sits on that nightstand or sits in their, I don't know, what's that in the car near the dash for the glove compartment? Right? They want to show everybody that the size condom they require is extra large, Trojan. Is it green? I don't even know what the package looks like anymore. Okay? Those days are long over for me. So I don't even know. But I know what guys do. Come on, please. Okay, we know what the guys do. So they buy the extra large box. So everybody thinks that, okay, well, they require that size condom. And it's supposed to be a final turn-on before the big deed in the bedroom. Well, if you're wearing a condom that is too big for you, it is not going to provide the proper protection. So what you may need to do is buy the box, make sure nothing happens to that box, buy the proper size condoms, and just keep stocking that one particular box. Okay? Keep in mind, we women are pretty smart. Okay, or your partners are pretty smart. And we could tell if a box has been used more than the average 10 or 20 condoms or whatever's in the box. We could tell because we know, you know, what wear and tear on a carton is. All right, so I would just say, you know, you can't fool us too many times. All right, let's go to alcohol. U.S. beer industry profits are going down. Why? Because drinkers are turning more and more to marijuana. They say beer sales dropped in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington over the past 2 years. They say Miller Coors brand was especially hit. All right? Breweries, okay, are starting to go to pot, they said. All right? Not for the breweries, but obviously because people are going more towards pot. I would really like to see if there's a similar study looking at weight loss. The less beer you drink, the less calories you take in. It'd be very interesting to see if people have been going to pot, if they've been losing weight. Now, usually with pot, marijuana smoking, you get the munchies. So it's kind of there's an understanding that you will gain weight with marijuana, which is true. But there's been some discussion in medical research that marijuana may help insulin sensitivity, may decrease the risk of diabetes. And one study came out a couple years ago that we talked about on air, that marijuana may help you lose weight. If that's the case, we need to be very, very conscious that people may be turning to marijuana as a weight loss agent. But let's talk about beer prices now, or beer costs. They say beer markets in all three states where marijuana is legal, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, have underperformed over the last 2 years beer volumes falling by more than 2%, and all three markets being behind the national average. The stats came from financial services organization Cohen & Company. It shows that craft breweries are being affected. Mainstream beer producers such as Miller Coors, strongest hit. They said economy beer went down 2.4%. Premium brands like Coors Light. Coors Light is right there. Now. I love Coors Light. Bud Light down 4.4%. Denver, apparently, they say prefers bong over beer. Total beer sales have fallen 6.4%. Craft beer volumes. Does craft beer, I'm reading this from Daily Mail, so this is coming from a British source. Does craft beer, is that like microbrew? I don't know what craft beer is. Is that's not lager, is it? I don't know what that means. But anyway, I'm not a beer drinker. All right, so they said the results are not surprising. Weed sales have opened up in these markets, according to Vivian Azer-Cohen and company, and at different points in time, with all three of these states now having fully implemented a retail infrastructure. The underperformance of beer worsened over the course of 2016. Now, what does this mean for you and I? Well, on one end, this could be very, very interesting. Because, you know, we talk about marijuana and driving. And with marijuana and driving, we're very, very concerned about, you know, people's, you know, the danger on the roads. But if we have less people drinking, I wonder if we may see a small uptick or we may see a balance out of accidents. They say foreign imported beers were less affected by the legalization, but they are still noticeably behind the rest of the country. Corona and Modelo, right, from Constellation Brands, Corona, appears to be at the top of the beer heap, so they're doing well. They say marijuana use is not as popular in Hispanics as it may be in other markets. So that could be another issue. And Corona, I mean, it's a good beer. They say men spend $647 annually on marijuana products. Females spend $634 a year on marijuana. That's compared to $645 a year on alcohol and $1,000 a year on coffee. I think that's an underestimation. Really, doesn't like a case of alcohol now cost close to $20? I'm surprised that it's... but you know what? Good. I don't want you guys over-drinking. So Colorado and Washington legalized marijuana back in 2012. Oregon did in 2014. Okay? Oh, huh, funny. They say there's no word of pizza and Pringles have increased in the three states. California legalized it. Nevada legalized it. We have multiple states with medical marijuana. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how industries change. I think the marijuana industry is going to boom. I think there's a lot of people that are going to be moving towards that, especially since healthcare is still an issue and many people are self-medicating for sleep, for moods, for pain with marijuana. But, people worry about the next election. You know, what's going to happen with the next election? I don't know, because if a lot of the people are going to be on pot, they just may not get off the couch to go vote. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, we're right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.